Reinterpreting Creation at the Crystal Cathedral?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose Answers in Genesis ministry is equipping churches to defend the Christian faith. Ken, so how were the days of creation altered at that world-famous church?
Mark, you may have heard about a multimedia drama called Creation. It was performed this summer at the well-known Crystal Cathedral. You know, it's that huge church in California with glass for walls. 13 years in the making, this production included giant puppets, high-flying acrobats, dozens of dancers, and dazzling special effects with music provided by Hollywood composers. And its aim was to inspire people of all faiths, even skeptics. Even though the writer is the daughter of the church's pastor, she really distorted God's clear words in Genesis. For instance, the earth doesn't appear until after the sun, moon, and stars, even though Genesis records that the earth was created on the first day. And there's a theme of Big Bang and billions of years woven throughout. The playwright rejects the literal interpretation of Genesis, and although she says that she's uncomfortable with evolution, some evolutionary ideas still ended up in this major play. As one of our friends who saw the premiere of this show said, "Forcing long ages evolutionary thinking into Genesis 1 is like stepping a stepsister's big ugly foot into Cinderella's slipper. It doesn't fit, it won't fit, it cannot fit."
Were the days of creation 24 hours in length? Find out when you go to our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.